talking to. They're all wearing bodies. Wearing diamond ring. Wearing gift stealing. Woo! Wheeling good. Living thin life. Jet flying. Son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
They call me Horror. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. That's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold kicks off.
Son, what's so and so?
Thank you very much, Stanley McDonald. My name is East Side Dave McDonald. Yes, I am the East Side Dave component in this interstellar number one podcast. You know what, Stanley? I just checked the charts the other day, and apparently the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show is the number one father-son wrestling podcast in the galaxy. How about a round of applause for us after that spectacular news that I just made up? How about a round of applause for a wonderful achievement that I just made up out of thin air?
We have an achievement. We are the only, probably.
But of course, East Side Dave is just one half of the magic that makes the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show. With me is Son, and his name is Stanley. Say something. Okay.
Yowie wowie.
Okay. Oh, my. Could that be an ominous prediction from Stanley? He did say yowie wowie. And, of course, Bray Wyatt will be in action tonight. Listen, let's get it started. Let's do what we do best, and that's wrestling predictions and prognostications.
Sounds good.
That is why they pay us the big bucks of $4.52.
The young bucks are the young bucks.
And what I do is
the big bucks, right?
And by the way, I have to give you 2 cents after the show today. Our first paycheck comes in. I'm going to keep the $4.50, and you just take the 2 cents. Okay, there you go. Nice even partnership that we're doing right here on the East Side Davidson Wrestling Show. Listen to me, my friend. Tonight, it's Extreme Rules Horror Show. Now it seems like that was going to be the title, and maybe at the last second, WWE is kind of changing the title. Now it's The Horror Show at Extreme Rules. So it's now no longer Extreme Rules Horror Show, but it's The Horror Show at Extreme Rules. Whatever it's called, it's a little strange. We're a little confused as to what this means. Horror Show. Usually this pay-per-view is simply called Extreme Rules, not Extreme Rules Horror Show.
Or
Horror Show at Extreme Rules. What do you think the reason for this is, Stanley? What's the deal with the Horror Show? Why do you think it is? Just talk to me. Don't
because, boy, because of our last match we're going to do. Simple as that. Bray Wyatt versus Strowman.
So you think the Bray Wyatt-Strowman match has made this into a horror show?
Unless Dolph Ziggler versus Drew McIntyre come up with.
Don't forget, you got an eye for an eye match between Rey Mysterio and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, that could also be a reason.
Let's get into it. But before we do,
I think I know what match we should.
All right, let's just do it. Let's just get into it. Don't worry. Well, let's not talk about what we should do. Let's just do it. Let's get right into it. Let's get right into Extreme Rules Horror Show, Apollo Crews versus MVP. This is just a regular singles match for the WWE United States Championship. Apollo Crews is your United States champion.
Can I say something?
Sure.
This is what I don't get. This is Extreme Rules.
Yes.
Why do you have a one-on-one normal?
A normal one-on-one? I don't know. Maybe it's because if you had too many, you know, hardcore kind of, you know, no DQ matches,
even
then
ECW
it would get bored.
ECW had a one-on-one normal.
Yeah,
times.
I think that's probably the reason. You know, give them a normal match so that the other matches pop, you know, and stand out a little bit more.
Yeah, this match won't be one of the biggest matches of the night.
Well, give me a commentary, nice and loud.
I think I'm going MVP on this one.
MVP? Whoa!
At least in my return.
That would be a huge upset, in my opinion. I know MVP is a great wrestler, but of course, you know, at his stage in his career, combined with where Apollo Crews is, I mean, Apollo Crews is an up-and-coming guy. He just won the United States Championship, didn't he?
Yeah, but I think MVP is like a four-time some U.S. champion.
Well, this is a very interesting prediction.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I like your prediction, and I think that you're 100% wrong. Typical you, with your jelly brain, your peanut butter brain. We should be making sandwiches out of your brain and not listening to wrestling commentary, because that prediction was nuts. Okay.
I know. I should have done the Upset City. Do you think I should have?
You could do it right now.
The Upset City MVP.
So you're sticking with your MVP prediction,
yeah,
even though it's insane.
Hey,
it's going to put you in the Arkham Asylum where the Joker is. That's how crazy it is. We're going to have to get men with a white jacket for you. We're going to have to tie you down to the bed. You're so crazy. We're going to have to shoot you with penicillin and things
Sam
to keep
Mark?
You.
What, Ken Shamrock?
We're going to have to get you Ken Shamrock to keep you calm. Because I've never seen a little kid go so crazy before. MVP is not beating Apollo Crews for the United States Championship tonight. That was a silly prediction. Smarten up. Apollo Crews wins this. Next one. The next match of the night. Asuka versus Sasha Banks for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Stanley, who do you like?
For story purposes?
By the way, Asuka is your champion. She is your Raw Women's Champion currently.
Wait, I have something to say about this match, though.
Okay.
I think Asuka's going to win. But although, I think if they really wanted to do it for storyline purposes, they would have Sasha do it.
You think for storyline, they should... Why?
They should do Sasha, but they
well,
think...
Well, give us a reason
Asuka.
Why. Give us a reason
because
why. Don't just go nuts.
They can do the whatever the team name is, Sasha, the Golden Role Models or whatever.
Sasha and Bailey.
Yeah, they could have all the gold.
Ah! So you're looking at this as sort of when Evolution had all of the gold...
Yeah.
And if Sasha beats Asuka, yeah, Sasha would be champ, Bailey would be champ, and the both of them together are the women's tag team champs. So, yeah, that could work. So, who do you like? Let's go.
I think it's Asuka, even though...
You think Asuka's going to win?
Yeah, because I feel like WWE is going to go Asuka.
Well, let me tell you something. You are 0-2 in your predictions, you little nut, because you are dead wrong, per usual. Sasha Banks is going to win. She is going to defeat Asuka tonight and win the Raw Women's Championship. And you gave me the reason why. Because Bailey and Sasha, who are doing good TV right now, they've been good on television, they're going to be the champions of everything. And it was your idea. But I'm taking it since you're not running with it. You predicted Asuka, and you're wrong. We should throw you into lava. That's going to be next month. On the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show, we're going to create a lava pit. For every single one of your wrong predictions, we toss you in the lava just a little bit more.
Oh, I...
Just a little bit to start. We just dip you in. Just a little toe. And then the toe comes off.
I think we need to get to Bailey and
Nikki. Next match!
Bailey and Nikki?
We're not going to Bailey and Nikki yet. The next match that we're going to is... The SmackDown Tag Team Championship on the line. The New Day. Your tag team champions, your SmackDown Tag Team Champions, one of the greatest tag teams of all time, versus Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura.
To me, do you think the New Day will go down as the greatest tag team in history?
They're getting there. They are certainly putting together the resume to call themselves the greatest tag team of all time in WWE history. Yes, they are on their way towards that very fine accomplishment.
That would be quite an accomplishment.
It would. What do you think?
I think in this tag team tables match up, remember the Bar chose the stipulation. And it was for some reason they
couldn't... Cesaro and Shinsuke. I don't think they go by the Bar, do they?
No.
You're thinking Cesaro and Sheamus.
So,
smarten up. Listen to me. Smarten up. Okay? What's going on over there? What do you plan to do after we do our wrestling show? Why don't you tell the people at home what you plan to do?
I plan to predict the correct
answer. After the show, you're going to do what?
I'm going to... What? Play video games?
You're in the middle of playing one of the WWE games, and you've been playing it for a good 5 hours right now.
No.
And you begged me. You said, oh, we have to do the show now because I'm right in the middle of playing the, I think it was the 184th board in a row.
In the past five hours. There was only five.
Yeah, right. What are these, Iron Man matches like Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels, 96? Each match takes an hour long. You've been playing for 5 hours. You couldn't have only had five matches. I think you are fibbing. Now, excuse me. I'm still looking for a prediction here. New Day versus Cesaro and Shinsuke. What do we got?
I'm sorry. It's the New Day.
New Day.
You're going
to... Guess what?
What?
On this one, that sounds like a good prediction. That sounds like it makes sense for a change. That sounds like it's logical. And for all of those reasons, you're dead wrong.
No.
Again. 0-3. Because Cesaro and Shinsuke are going to have an upset city.
Okay.
And they will defeat the New Day today. And they will become the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. That's what's going to happen. Cesaro and Shinsuke are coming out on top.
So you're 0-3 and I'm 3-3. I get it. This is going to be one where I'm all right and you're all wrong. Is that what's going on?
It is not going to be like that. I am the person who keeps the tally of the predictions. On my paper, it says all of my predictions are wrong. And on your paper, it says Stanley Mack is a donut head. Bad predictions that will not come true. You're 0-3. I'm 3-0. Face. Yes. Yes. You like that when I do crazy faces like that?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys didn't see it, but he was. Next up.
Next one. Let's go with, all right, you Stanley wants to do Bayley and Nikki Cross. I got no problems with that. Bayley versus Nikki Cross is for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Bayley is your champion right now. Who do you like, Bayley or Nikki Cross?
Bayley. I'm not even when you finish that sentence, Bayley.
You sure you don't like Nikki Cross? Because I have a prediction that I was going to make after you. You sure you don't like Nikki Cross in this one?
No.
Nikki Cross, it feels like she could definitely beat Bayley. Just switch it over to Nikki Cross just for a second. Come on, switch it over.
No.
Please.
Bayley.
You sure?
I'm sure.
You heard it right there. Stanley's going with Nikki Cross, and that's why I'm going with Bayley.
No, I went with Bayley.
You said what?
I said Bayley.
I'm pretty sure you said Nikki Cross, because my prediction was going to be Bayley.
No, we can agree at times.
Okay, so who are you going to be?
I'm Bayley.
Okay, you heard it there. Stanley's going with Nikki Cross. I'm going to go with Bayley. Next match. I like this one. Eye for an eye. Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins. Whoever loses the match will have to have their eyeball extracted out of their head. You heard it right. It says, quote, the match can only be won when one competitor extracts an eye of their opponent. That is literally in the description of the match.
I need to see this match. I need it.
So someone's going to lose an eyeball.
That's going to be
pretty interesting to see that develop on television.
Mysterio has an advantage since he has a mask.
That Rey Mysterio. I think if Seth Rollins loses an eyeball, they should just make him into a pirate and say, "Hi, I'm Pirate Seth." It's a brand new character. And maybe they give him like a little hook for his hand. Yeah. And he's like, I'm Pirate Seth.
And I've come to
haunt you. Maybe he's a ghost pirate. We also paint him green. I don't know. We have to work on this character, clearly. Now, listen. Who do you like? Rey Mysterio or Seth Rollins?
I think we're going to see Pirate Seth. And you even heard the joke from Kevin Owens.
You think
Owens.
Seth Rollins is losing, so you think Rey Mysterio is winning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Daddy, you heard the joke. We said it before Kevin Owens said the pirate joke.
All right, but here, listen to me and listen up. This is going to be controversial, and I'm not just doing this to disagree with you. I think Seth Rollins is winning tonight, and here's why. Because we know that Rey Mysterio is coming to the end of his career. He wants to retire soon. He has his son Dominic that will be the future Mysterio. And I think he's hanging around the WWE right now just to make sure that, you know, Dominic has a nice, smooth transition into becoming his own WWE superstar. But what if one of these matches is because Rey Mysterio, it's going to be his last? Therefore, Seth Rollins wins tonight, and on live television, Rey Mysterio gets his eyeball extracted, and that's the last time we ever see Rey Mysterio. Boom. How about that for a prediction? By the way, can I go back to my New Day Cesaro Shinsuke prediction for a second? Because I forgot to mention something. I think Sami Zayn returns tonight. And it's because of Sami Zayn. He's going to help out his buddies Cesaro and Shinsuke. And some sort of devious act will get Sami Zayn to help them out and beat New Day. But now, we are still talking about Rollins Mysterio. And I think that, I do. I think that Rollins beats Rey Mysterio. It happens tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think one of it. But listen, do you feel like the way Rey Mysterio, I feel like the way we last seen him, he'll win. He'll have like a few more months and then. But I feel like when he retires, I feel like he'll take the mask off.
It's possible, but I don't know.
He might just never want anyone to see his face.
Right. Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night we find out. Listen, we only got two matches left, so let's do them. Holy mackerel. Only 7 matches on tonight's card, by the way. But I guess that makes sense for Extreme Rules. Let's do the WWE Championship. Come on. Drew McIntyre, your WWE Champion, versus Dolph Ziggler. These two used to be running buddies a few years ago. They had a little faction. Now they're broken up. They're angry. They're pointing fingers. They're mad at each other. Who's going to win, Stanley?
The winner of this match, we all know. We all know. If Dolph Ziggler, and you heard it best, everyone. Daddy said Dolph Ziggler, so I have to go Drew McIntyre.
I did not say Dolph Ziggler. That was a trick. Okay, I think the audience is smart enough and wise enough to know your little tricks. Okay? You cannot fool the East Side Dave and Son wrestling show audience. They're smart people. They're not going to be fooled. You can't fool them.
I can't fool the East Side Dave and Son wrestling show maniacs.
You cannot fool the maniacs. The maniacs will not be fooled. So I will make my prediction, thank you, and never, ever lie to the maniacs again.
That's what we should
okay?
call them.
We are a very truthful show here. We are always honest with the maniacs. And as a result, I'm going with Drew McIntyre, and I'm going to disagree with Stanley, who just went with Dolph Ziggler.
That's what I'm going to go with, the maniacs.
So listen up, maniacs. Drew McIntyre wins this match. Last one! Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman in a Wyatt swamp fight. What do you got?
You know what? I believe the winner of this match. I said Yowie Wowie before.
Yes.
And the winner of this match is Bray Wyatt. You know why? I feel like, since Matt Hardy's in AEW, it won't be the like of reincarnation. But they might do the same premise and call it a different name.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
And then Braun Strowman.
So who are you going with?
Bray Wyatt.
For the win?
Yeah, this definitely, doesn't this match definitely?
Now listen to this. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the description and it does not say that the Universal Championship is on the line.
I don't think it is. They don't like title matches in these kind of matches.
Okay, well then that actually leads me to also want to choose Bray Wyatt. With no Universal Championship on the line, I see no reason why Bray Wyatt should not win. Of course, the WWE sometimes messes things up. They've messed up sometimes with that character. Let's be honest, The Fiend should have never lost to Goldberg. That was silly. They've made some mistakes, but Bray Wyatt's a genius. Just let him do whatever he wants to do and get out of the way. That's what they should do to WWE people. Hey, look, you have a genius on your hands. Let him do whatever he wants every single week and get out of the way. Okay? It's a lot simpler than you're making it.
You're not wrong. Yeah, I can't.
Am I not wrong? You and I always are on the same side. We always agree. Right, Peanut Butter Brain? We're always in agreement about things. We're a good, solid faction.
We're the best,
right? Right, Jellyface? We're pals.
Hi, dude.
Okay, so I'm going to say that it's going to be... You know what? I think Bray Wyatt is going to win. This final match, we'll agree. We disagreed on the previous six.
No, we did not. No, we disagreed on two. We disagreed on McIntyre and Dolph, and we disagreed. And
We agreed.
No, we disagreed on the McIntyre and Ziggler. You said Ziggler, and I said McIntyre. And the Bailey and Nikki Cross, and then there was the Sasha. Whatever, Matt. You made me say I do not believe Nikki Cross.
Now let's before we wrap it up. It is July 19th. Can you believe it?
Still
the summer.
Pools.
Still no pools.
Yet to be found.
Nope. And I have complained at least 5 times to the landlord and said if you're not opening up the pool, we should at least get $50, $100 off of our rent. Have I heard anything back? No. Crickets. I know the landlords are all received money. So it looks like they just put that money in their pocket, decided to not give us the amenities that we pay for, and basically, take advantage of people. Not exactly fair, but you know what? That happens in life, Stanley. You keep your head up. You keep your head up. You keep marching forward. You don't let anything negative get you down. You keep going forward. You keep getting positive. Like the way I'm going to go forward on you with this headlock right here. Go ahead. Tap out. Ask him. Tap out. Do you tap? I got him. I got him. He tapped out.
No.
I got him.
Rope break.
He tapped him.
Whoa.
Rope break. I don't see a rope break. We're doing this in our kitchen.
Oh, God.
There's no ropes here.
Yeah, rope break. I grabbed the chair.
All right, listen. Let's calm it down. Let's calm it down. We don't need to do this type of thing. We don't have to end a show like this in violence. I know we're wrestling fans, but this is sports entertainment, my little friend. And we don't need to get physical. I was just trying to deliver a very optimistic message about having positivity in your heart. You know, sometimes things don't always go the way you want. You know, there's no
sometimes
pool or something like that. What is it?
Ball.
Yeah, you just gotta. And then sometimes people give the other person a mandible claw, like right now! I got him! He's tapping! He's tapping! Okay, please. Stop it. Listen, settle down. We're professionals. This is the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show. We don't do that kind of garbage. You understand me?
Yeah, no. We don't.
Like to have a nice professional show. So let's just tell everyone, let's tell all the maniacs out there, all the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show maniacs, that we hope you have you're having a good summer despite this this coronavirus thing, the lockdown and everything. We hope you're enjoying yourself. And we hope that you don't undergo any full Nelsons, like a huge full Nelson that I'm going to put on Stanley McDowell right now! I got him! Rope break! You're touching a refrigerator! That's a refrigerator! That ain't no ropes! Tap! He tapped!
I never tapped. I never tapped.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Before Daddy hit him with a mandible claw!
Tap!
I tapped.
I can't believe you hit me with a mandible claw only 10 seconds before the show was about to Well, listen, that's our and that's our closing music. In case you didn't know.
You know what that means.
So here's the point. For Stanley Mack, the king of the ring,
the two-time
WWE champion, Stanley McDonald.
Two-time?
Some parting words for the maniacs before they watch Extreme Rules Horror Show or the horror show at Extreme Rules. They're changing their branding at the last second. Come on, give us something. Give us a.
I actually like. What do you like more? We didn't mention this.
I liked
the horror show at Extreme Rules. I like that more.
Yeah, I guess I like it.
Because it makes more sense.
Okay. Give us an impression. Give us an impression. You did a killer Piper before the show today. Quick.
That never happened.
Okay. Give us some kind of impression real quick. Come on. You're always like the master of impressions. Everyone calls you the wrestling Rich Little, even though you have no idea who he is because he was popular about 45 years ago. How about this? The wrestling Dana Carvey, although quite frankly, well, he was popular about 30 years ago. So my references aren't exactly current right now for you. It's difficult. I never know. Now go ahead. Give us something. Give us an impression.
I don't want to do one anyway,
come
little.
On. Come on.
Can I do an impression of a ritual?
Come on, do it. Real quick. We gotta get out of here.
Ooh, the Undertaker! Kane is alive!
Oh, that was Paul Bearer! That was very good. I actually thought Paul Bearer was sitting next to me. And that's a little scary, because Paul Bearer could sometimes be a bad guy. So I guess, before the show ends, I have to give Paul Bearer a full Nelson! I got Paul Bearer! That's it for us! The East Side Davidson Wrestling Show!
What did Paul Bearer ever do to you?
Enjoy Extreme Rules Horror Show tonight, ladies and gentlemen! The East Side Davidson Wrestling Show! We'll see you next month! Until then, have a great day!
Oh, so at Extreme Rules.